The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Hey, everybody, welcome into the program. It's going to be a good one today. It's Tuesday, Speak Up, and my name is Barbara. Thanks for jumping in with us. My guest today has been with us before and always brings important Idaho financial information to the table. Our state treasurer, Julie Ellsworth, is here to bring us up to date. So we'll be taking a look at our credit rating, relevant legislation, America 250, which is going to be very interesting, and maybe even be able to get into an overview of bonds and how they work with our state treasurer and how they don't. So all that and more with our state treasurer, Julie Ellsworth, right after this message.
Lana K. Realty has a commercial property listing with a new price reduction down to $799,900. 350 feet of frontage on Highway 95 in Sagal. 3.28 acres and an approved ITD encroachment permit. Business ready with a manufactured home, 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, a small outbuilding, a barn, and a 40 by 40 shop. 1 Sagal water hookup included. Southern exposure and views of Baldy Mountain. See the professionals at Lana K. Realty. LanaKRealty.com.
The Hydra on 2nd and Lake is Sandpoint's original steakhouse. Stop in today for lunch or dinner.
Mondays are local appreciation all day from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. 15% off your bill with an Idaho driver's license. No exclusions, even on fillets and crab legs. Proudly serving Idaho-raised and processed USDA choice beef and everything fried in Snake River Farms beef tallow.
Come on back to the Hydra for lunch or dinner today. The Hydra, 2nd and Lake in Sandpoint.
The PRCA presents the 76th anniversary of the Newport Rodeo in Newport, Washington, starting Thursday, June 26th, with Family Night to Saturday's Because There Is Hope Pink Night. Bring your friends and family to the Newport Winkler Arena for one of the best rodeos in the region. Enjoy all the classic events, including saddle bronc riding, barrel racing, and of course, the heart-pounding excitement of bull riding. Friday the 27th is North 40 Outfitters Patriot Night with $15 tickets for military members and first responders with ID. Full beer and spirits garden, lots of your favorite vendors, and now reserved bucking shoot seating tickets at $30. The Newport Rodeo's 76th anniversary is a must-see for the whole family. All adults 12 and up, $25, and kids $12. More information and tickets available online at NewportRodeo.com. Experience Rodeo.
The Newport Rodeo is sponsored by the Newport Hotel Motel Tax.
For those of you who aren't sure what the Co-op Gas and Supply Company carries, here you go. We've got O-rings, tubing, and chain by the foot, wood stoves and products to deal with the soot, 35 kinds of turf and field seed, ladders and hay tarps, and farm books to read. An entire section of spray paint and sundries, you'll see. Barrels for water with spigots and lids, if you please. Polypipe, conduit, and welding supplies, pine shavings, and quickcrete, and tons of zip ties. Bottled gases and work clothes and salt blocks and tack, pharmaceuticals and hose clamps and reusable sacks. And we make keys. We thought you might like to know. Come see us. The Co-op Gas and Supply Company, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderé, 208-263-6820, and on the web at coopgasandsupply.com.
News Talk 97.1.
All right, everyone, welcome back in. Say hello and welcome to our state treasurer, Julie Ellsworth. It's always good to have you on board with us, Julie. Thank you.
Thank you, Barbara. I always look forward to talking with you.
Thank you. Well, you know, we have a lot of new listeners and new people in the area who may not have heard you, and they don't know maybe a little bit about your background, your experience, and how long you've been our state treasurer and your experience before that. So would you give us a little resume today?
Okay. Just briefly then. I think I've been treasurer for 6 years, about going on to 7. Before I was treasurer, I served in the Idaho legislature for 12 years, part of that background in the legislature was I was on the committees that oversaw the Treasury, and we actually worked on a lot of legislation that I live under those statutes now on ways to invest idle monies so that they earn interest while they're not, so that they're not just sitting. We use those statutes now as I serve as this treasurer. So I see a full circle in my background there. And I've also taught in the public schools and been a mom and involved in the community and all those things that you do if you're just a real person.
And you are a real person for sure.
Yeah, you know, I'm just like everybody else, you know, just kind of plug along.
The thing that amazes me is how broad the scope is of the treasurer's office, and where I talk with you and the lists I see is just so interesting to me. And I think that let's start off with that AAA credit rating and how that affects the Idaho residents. You know, why is that important to us?
It's so important. If you can imagine, any time you go in to get, for example, a car loan, you want the highest credit rating you have, because then the cost of borrowing money will be cheaper. And it just boils down to that. The better your credit rating is, the better you have, the better buying power you have. So the state of Idaho has secured a AAA credit rating, which is the highest you can get. Everything from the state level. Then, for example, if you need to go out in a local community and you need to bond for some issue that is important to you, they will take where you are on your credit level. They'll compare it to the state level, and they'll move you how many steps away from the state you are in terms of oversight, et cetera. And so if the state starts out at a very low credit rating, then you're going to even be lower.
Mm-hmm.
If the state starts out at the highest, which we are, it benefits local property taxpayers. Anytime the cost of money is going to be cheaper, or it could facilitate even making the bond more more useful for the local taxpayers. It just makes everything cheaper.
Yes. So what is it that has contributed? Because we have had a high credit rating for many years, if I've got my memory in gear here. And again, this year, AAA. What is it that contributes to that?
Yeah, what gets you over the line so that you're actually AAA, which was my question coming in 6 years ago. Like, come on, we're really good. What do we have to do? And so the rating agents are watching the state always. Legislative actions matter in terms of their quantifying risk and what your credit rating should be. And then also the stability of the local communities, the population stability, the issue of if you're experiencing a lot of growth, you know, they weigh in those factors. I think the thing that pushed us over just in the last, we got the first AAA just a few years ago. And so I think the thing that they finally recognized is that we have a diversified workforce. We have more diversity in the way that we can obtain employment in the state of Idaho. There's just been more of a diversification. So if one sector really struggled, the rest of the state would not go down all at once. We also have good fiscal management from the legislature. But I think the thing that pushed us over to get the AAA was finally more of the diversification in the economy and how we have employment.
That makes sense. What about our balanced budget? Do we still have a balanced budget? Our legislature, I think, you know, it's required by law. Does that
it's
feed
required
in
by Constitution?
By our Constitution.
Yeah.
All right.
And that's important, because if it's by a statute, then the legislature could just, you know, change it. They wouldn't be able to change the Constitution without the input of you, the Idaho taxpayers. We are required by Constitution to have a balanced budget every year. So when the legislature comes in, they anticipate a certain amount of money that will come in, the revenues for the state that will come in the following year, and they budget accordingly. Every now and then the target is not accurate, and we have the authority to come in, even when the legislature, in between the two sessions, and to pull back on some of the funding if it was not matching up with what's really happening. Their forecast, if it was a little bit too rosy, we can pull back and notify agencies within government that there's going to be a rescission in the funds that they received. This is very important because, you know, otherwise you just keep going on and going on and always overspending what you have. There is an accountability structure built right into our Constitution that is beautiful.
That has recently, I was just remembering, I read an article where the governor, and I'm thinking that you must have worked with him, where the projections that were for the upcoming budget felt like they were too generous. And so he has asked various departments to hold back some expenditures, to trim back. Is that correct? And did you work with the governor on making that decision?
The governor makes the decision. But in terms of tracking the money's coming into the state and how things are falling out, you know, I'm involved with his Division of Financial Management to let them know about the flow of money and what the interest earnings are, et cetera. You know, he could just not do that and then and let it come back and be a real mess when the legislature gets in town and have them fixed up. But in the meantime, if he takes action, the legislature ultimately has to confirm that action when they come back into town. But it's just a better fiscal way to do it. If you see that projections are not matching, you know, you'd rather have people be aware of it so that they can act accordingly. And those are decisions on the governor's part with input in his financial division and how the funds are going through the treasury.
And that involves you and your team giving him.
Yeah, my team works with the Division of Financial Management.
Right.
Yes.
The other thing that would be feeding in, I would think, to the governor's Division of Financial Management is the return. You make your team make investments on behalf of the state, money that you have. You talked before about the legislation that changed that so that this money that's sitting there waiting to be used or that needs to be invested either long-term or short-term. And you manage the investments for Idaho, don't you?
Yes, I have. That is directly under the Treasury. The Constitution of the State of Idaho puts the jurisdiction of dollars that come into the state of Idaho under the Treasury. So the governor does not have the purview over how those are invested or anything. You know, he can give, and not that there would ever be a battle there, but you know, you can give your input, but that by Constitution belongs to the Treasurer. How those funds are let out and managed, the treasurer has. It's a quiet position because you don't like to go on the evening news and say, hello, I have all this money. And, you know, but truly, that is what my staff and very professional people here in the office, you know, they are making evaluations of when it's basically a CFO of a company, the financial officer, anticipating when the needs in state government are going to occur so that we have money available at that time to fund it. Meanwhile, they can take the other monies and invest them in short term, typically treasury bonds. All investments are okayed by the legislature in advance, meaning they give you us the opportunity to use different type of investment tools. Those tools always have to be the highest grade. But so we've got these professionals in my office that are anticipating when state bills are going to occur, and they've got to anticipate that money is available at that time. And so they do an investment that will roll off to provide the money at that time. It's the art of managing money.
Yes.
And it's quite beautiful.
And successful, I think, is what returns are good.
We returned $535 million. Back to Idaho taxpayers last year in interest earnings and the different pools that are managed by our office. And all that is, I think that's what the taxpayers deserve. They deserve very efficient, effective, and management of their dollars. And we're seeing that happening. It's a combination of good statutes, a wonderful constitution, and people that really want to manage money.
And smart investing. I think I want to repeat that our return on our interest return was in the last fiscal year. Was that correct?
Yes.
$535 million. I have a couple of questions. I was looking at some of the funds. One was the Millennium Fund. And the reason I bring that up, this is, as I understand it, it's an endowment fund that came from tobacco companies to do anti-smoking. I wonder, is that endowment fund, does it still exist? It's still operating? And can you use it for like anti-vaping or, I mean, or is it still? Go ahead.
Yeah, it's a very interesting fund. It is a true endowment. So, yes, it still exists. And the oversight and spending of the interest earnings from that endowment are overseen by a committee that is created by the legislature. And every year they have full hearings on, you know, we manage the money, we manage the portfolio, and then we show them, here's the interest earnings on the actual endowment. They're never going to spend the core of the endowment money.
Right.
But so each year they'll have an amount that is available to fund some of those smoking cessation and different other programs in the state. And that committee makes a decision on how to disperse those funds. I'm fond of endowments because they continue to give. I would think that a question for the committee would be, is this about vaping cessation? Could it be used for that?
Exactly.
I think that they've probably had those questions. And in my opinion, it would definitely fall into that. But the committee would make the decision. I am managing the money.
All right. And that's what we want.
Making
you
the
to
money available so that it can benefit Idaho taxpayers.
You get a good return on the on the endowment fund, and they get that money to spend wisely. Yeah, I would agree. I think vaping would be there. Apparently, there are much more of our young people that are getting involved with vaping than smoking. Smoking has become, for many, not what they want to do.
It's so amazing, too, because we thought vaping was going to be better than smoking, and then look what
it's a lie. It's very, very unhealthy, very hard, especially on, I mean, teenagers are still developing. Their lungs, to a certain extent, are still developing. So they're very vulnerable to the effects.
Yeah.
I have another one that I would like our audience to learn about, because as I look at it, I want to be reminded. The local government investment pool, that there's somehow you help our local governments providing kind of a liquid short-term vehicle for investing.
Mm-hmm.
How does that work?
Well, it's just exactly what you said, that local government investment pool, we call it the LGIP. A lot of times these, if you think about the different governmental entities in your area, when, like, for example, when your county treasurers take in the tax money, there's a season where that money comes in very quickly. Where do you put that money so that it can earn interest? It's not going to be spent tomorrow, but it sure is coming in right now because the due date is now.
Exactly.
This pool of money is in my office. We have a pool that they can put the money in. They're charged on the overhead for that pool, which is what my office does to manage the money and invest in stuff. And if you can imagine how cheap that overhead becomes when everybody can put their money in there, then we distribute the cost of managing it over everybody, and it's just a very de minimis cost. It has been a vehicle of safe funding that is available upon demand, and helping all these local entities find a way to move money around and keep it safe.
You know, I love this idea. When was this set up by the legislature? I mean, how long have we had this?
I believe it's been in place since the late 90s.
Okay.
But I can verify that.
No, that's okay. You know, in other words, it's been in place for 25 years, probably.
It has a track record, definitely. So it has, for example, when, you know, our office considers that a fund that they're managing. There's oversight with different professionals that I hire to evaluate how we're working with those funds, and it has all these structural management things in place. But overall, it's really beautiful how it can elevate so many local communities. give them the security.
It is a beautiful thing because our property taxes were due, I guess it's statewide, last week, the 20th. And so there was a huge influx of money that came in. And to think that all of the municipalities and counties would manage their own investments? No, to put all that money in one fund, if I'm understanding it. And then, like you said, it's the labor, the costs of managing that fund are very minimal at this. And it's like a money market fund. As they need the money to pull out, as July, August, September costs come in, they can do that. And they're earning interest on the part that they're not spending.
Right. It is an interest earning. And, you know, if you, I would love for, we have the flexibility on the state level with this mutual fund of all the locals, that if somebody needed to pull out $10 million overnight, it would not put us out. You know, that those are the amounts that this fund can handle. But if you can imagine working with a local credit union or a local bank and needing to pull $10 million out overnight,
no,
you know, that's a hit. And that's the thing that that you run into when it comes to managing the CFO management. You know, you've got to match your money to what timeline you have for spending, and it gives a lot of flexibility. You still can put your money in CDs if you have a little bit of longer time, and mm-hmm. you know, all those other instruments that are allowed by law for local units of government to use. But just for general, being able to have the flexibility when the spending is not matching the timeline of intake, it's great.
Exactly. I think it's very great. All right. I can't believe we're up against our next, the time just scampers when I get to talk with you. We're up against that next break. We're going to take it right now. So stay with us, everybody.
Thanks.
Albertson Barlow Insurance Services in Sandpoint is your trusted, independent, locally owned and operated full-service insurance company. Scott and Ty understand that insurance these days can get confusing. They're here to assist you through the process and explain your options clearly, providing you and your family the right coverage for every need. Life, health, property, auto, and more. Contact Albertson Barlow Insurance in the old Powerhouse building, online, at Albertson Barlow Insurance Services.
Hi, this is Bob, and I'm a forester from Idaho Forest Group.
Bob, what's this I hear about spring cleaning?
Winter weather can be hard on your forest. Your timber usually needs a little tidying up of any down or damaged trees. This can help reduce both insects and fire danger.
What do you recommend?
If you own forest land, spring is typically a good time to make sure your trees are free of bugs and disease. Keep in mind, some species require specific timing of cleanup to avoid attracting more insects.
How would I check on my trees?
Have a pro take a look. Our foresters offer free evaluations on forest land of 10 acres or more, and they know how and when to schedule management in order to avoid further bug or disease problems.
That seems like a good idea.
One of the benefits is that we can often help give your forest land a park-like appearance, and you can earn cash in pocket for merchantable timber harvested.
How do I find out more?
Pick up the phone and call us at 208-772-6033, or you can visit us online at ifg.com. Idaho Forest Group is here to help with all your forest health needs.
When it's time to hit the road, let Squeaky's Truck and Auto in Kootenai get your pickup ready for everything you have planned. Squeaky's offers custom truck accessories like WeatherTech mats, bed covers, receiver hitches, gooseneck hitches, and fifth wheel hitches. So, no matter what you plan on hauling this season, Squeaky's is the place to go. For more information, stop into Squeaky's Truck and Auto on Highway 200 in Kootenai.
With a healthy smile, life is wide open. A smile sends a message that being healthy and happy is important. Regular dental checkups translate to healthier smiles and healthier families. Let Kiniksu Community Health take the stress out of taking your kids to the dentist so that you can worry about more important things, like crayons in the toaster. We accept all kids, including those with Medicaid. So give your children bright and healthy smiles and check us out at kchni.org.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
News Talk 97.1.
Hey everybody, welcome in. We have the privilege of talking today with Idaho State Treasurer Julie Ellsworth. Always lots of information, Julie, that we get from you. And you know, sometimes we repeat it because we are a forgetful people at times. So I like to go over this. I know I want to bring up America 250 with you because I know this is something that you're very interested in. And I'm not sure that we have, you know, tons of people in our audience that really even know what that is. So explain to us what the America 250 is all about.
America 250. 250 years ago, America was created with the Declaration of Independence beginning in 2026. And so each state has had some type of structural organization to create committees that will help organize celebrations for America 250 in their states. The legislature put me on a committee that is to oversee the America 250 in Idaho celebrations and to help further those along. It's been very rewarding. It is it has taken a great deal of time. And I also think I could not be involved in something more important because this is such an important thing to celebrate. And I remember that I was here in 1976, and you know, my mother was working with the 200 year celebration. And so I, in my office now, as I help to coordinate the different entities in the state government and the different peoples and local communities, I think I have some interns that work for me, and I think, okay, you guys, in 50 years, you are to carry the mantle about this.
They
this
will carry America. On.
You know, we just need to be loud and cheerful about this because when there is a vacuum, it gets filled with other noise. And this is just an amazing privilege, and it has been very uplifting to me to read the founding fathers' stories and learn more about the Revolutionary War.
You know, Julie, as time goes forward, I'd like to have you back and talk about this. First of all, let me say, you know, God bless America and this great republic that we get to live in and we get to celebrate. So what are some of the plans? Do they begin now, this year?
Yes to that. Okay. So I have created an entity called America 250 and Idaho Ambassadors. You can find that on Facebook, America 250 and Idaho Ambassadors. It'd be the ambassador part. There's a website that is America 250 and Idaho.gov. And on that, there's a page that takes you into the ambassadors. And what an ambassador does, I've been signing people up since April. And ambassadors just are in the know. They just know to tell people, here's this thing, here's the celebration that we're generating. Local communities are going to have different ways to celebrate it. There will be grant money to help, you know, create projects. You know, I visualize murals being painted in communities, you know, all these kinds of things. We want everybody involved throughout the entire state. To that point, my portion of this organization is that I wish that I could ask, my goal will be reached if I have made every person in Idaho know that they're being invited to contribute to this cause. What are your ideas to help celebrate this magnificent time? You know, 250 years since the creation of our nation. To that point, April this year, Paul Revere had his ride, 250 years celebrating his ride. You know, that's already taken place. That was April 18th. You know, there are about 5 Paul Reveres. And, you know, it was just very powerful to see, you know, that it's already unveiling. You saw the anniversary of the creation of the Army. Well, then, you know, shortly after that, you had George Washington commissioned as the first general.
Exactly.
I think that was June that he was commissioned there. You move into these different months and you see all this stuff leading up to which ultimately will become the Declaration of Independence in 2026. But this is happening now, and it was happening 250 years ago now, too. And each of the characters and people that have that rose up to the occasion are to be commended. They're just typical people like you and me.
They just wanted freedom and liberty to live the way God intended them to live, the way they desired to live. Julie, is your goal to have like one person in every city or county kind of heading up all of the different ambassadors, or is it not that structured?
It is structured, and it's not just one person. What I have going right now, if you go online to America 250 in Idaho, I actually have a QR code, so when I give people the online website, I have to concentrate here. Okay, it's america250.idaho.gov/ambassador. Okay. And, you know, America 250 in Idaho is the general site, but the backslash with ambassador on that, you go in there and you can sign up to be an ambassador. With that, you get a commemorative button, and they're really quite nice. I like them. But it's your button saying, hey, I was involved. I was an ambassador. And then you also get so that I can communicate with you monthly on an update of what's happening in Idaho. It's our ambassador newsletter, but it gives you the links to things that are happening nationally and anything that's brewing inside the state of Idaho. It's all starting to come together. But we have over 600 ambassadors, and we have not even done any media on this or anything. I made a Facebook page, America 250 and Idaho Ambassadors. Make sure you get the ambassador added after that.
Okay.
And we got 5,000 people participating in that page in 6 weeks. It tells you people love America, and I say yay.
Yay.
You know,
yes.
I am thrilled.
You
and
know.
So if you go and sign up to be an ambassador, you will be linked in with me, and you'll know what is happening. We'll keep you in touch. If there's something happening in your local area, we can notify these people locally that we already know care about this, and they come out, and it's just been really fun. But we've only been doing it since April, and I would love for everybody to sign up online now. I took ambassador buttons to each of your county treasurers.
Okay.
So there is a stash of buttons for you. If you sign up, you can go and get your county treasurer. So what
Julie.
County are you in, Barbara?
I'm in Bonner County.
Okay, yeah. I took them up there a couple weeks ago. Maybe it was last week.
Okay.
So you've got a stash up there waiting for you to do it. And each of the county treasurers can sign people up if it's intimidating, but mostly you can just go online and it will just get you through the whole process. And you have your local county treasurers with the stash.
All right. It's on my list. I just made a note. You know, people, we love Idaho. We love America. And it's so good to spend this time a year or more to reflect on our history. And I want to mention to you and to our audience that I just completed an 8-week course focusing in on the Declaration of Independence and the United States Constitution. It was wonderful. And so beginning next week, we are going to have here at the radio station a 4-part series, one program each month for 4 months, to remind our audience about the Declaration of Independence, what the intention was, what the founders really said, and then move into the Constitution, looking at some of the important articles and some of the myths and misunderstandings that people, I just wish that I would like every high school student to take this course that I took, and maybe that'll be possible someday.
Oh, you know what, Barbara? We'll link into that on my Ambassador America 250 in Idaho. I've got my JD sitting right next to me, and I'm saying, JD, get us linked up to Barbara on that, because
Excellent.
It's so important. It's very humbling as I've researched these characters. I'm also doing other stuff for the Potato Commission, and they're, you know, getting Spuddy Buddies look like revolutionary characters. And and all of it is just building this fire of enthusiasm.
When you get the real information, the truth about what was really happening then and what they went through and what they sacrificed and what they believed – I mean, what they actually said as they formed this basis for this beautiful republic that we have, it is very stirring, and it's very important to know the truth. So yes, I will. JD and I will. I hope an ambassador. I'm looking at one here in the studio today. He's the instructor for our class that I just finished. He's just listening in. I'm going to interview him. That first one is next week. Next week is the first, and we'll be covering the Declaration of Independence. So JD and I'll communicate on that.
Oh, I'd very much like to somehow link that. And to that point, again, my goal is that everybody in Idaho is invited to share what they have about this revolution.
Yes.
And people submit reenactments that they did of the Paul Revere ride, you know, and things like that, all those types of things on Facebook. I want to gather this stuff. The Idaho Public TV in 2026 will make a movie about this celebration, and that movie is us. You know, the things we did, these things that I'm collecting, you know, these will become part of that movie because that's the history. That's loved it even 250 years later.
Yeah, that's wonderful. If there was anything that I could put, if I were on the committee, to really try to emphasize would be to try to get our young people, because they, I believe, except in some private schools, they are not getting all of the teaching of the history of the true history of our country and what it means and how it works. And so I'd love to see this whole 2025, 2026, you know, focus in on how to get young people, whether it's through 4-H clubs or teen groups or church groups or schools, for sure, would be great. Well, what are we up against right now, Julie, do you think? Another commercial?
I don't know.
Yes, the answer is yes, it's another commercial. Okay. It's our last one. We're going to take it right now.
We just sit here and talk, don't we? And then, commercial.
I know, exactly. We have to do a little business. So we'll be right back after this. Thank you.
Did you know Pro-X Home Decor Center in Bonner's Ferry is a certified dealer in Popular General Electric and Samsung appliances? No need to ship online or fight the crowds in a big box store. Come have a cup of coffee with us and see what we have to offer in our quiet and spacious showroom. You can also shop other national brands like Maytag, Amana, Igloo, Speed Queen, Whirlpool, Crosley, Conservator, and Forno appliances. All in stock and at competitive prices. Come see us today at Pro-X Home Decor Center.
Ritz Transmission and Performance in Bonner's Ferry, now offering new services. Transmission repair to manual and automatic. U-joints, clutches, differentials, custom upgrades, transfer cases, and transmission services. Call for an appointment or just stop in. Your go-to mechanic in Bonner's Ferry for everything from oil changes to transmission repair. Get a free diagnostic at Ritz Transmission and Performance, 6878 Main Street in Bonner's Ferry.
There's always a fiesta at Jalapeno's Mexican Restaurant on 2nd Ave in Sandpoint. Margarita specials on Monday. Tuesdays are Taco Tuesdays with $3 tacos, $5 Mexican drafts, and specials on Hornitos margaritas. Don't forget, every Sunday is Magic Sunday with Star Alexander. Jalapeno's is open for lunch and dinner Friday through Tuesday. Closed Wednesday and Thursday. Join them on their deck. And remember Jalapeno's when you need catering. Jalapeno's Mexican Restaurant in Sandpoint.
Cancer screening can save your life. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get-screened. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
Come by boat or car for unforgettable waterfront dining. Pearls on the Lake in Hope. Open Wednesday through Monday, noon to 8. Close Tuesdays. Enjoy a fresh new menu, tasty cocktails, and live music on beautiful Lake Ponderay. PearlsOnTheLake.com to reserve your table today.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Two lines of unlimited for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings compared to Verizon and AT&T. But don't just take our word for it.
It's not just the savings that are great with our T-Mobile plan. There's all this value from all these other things that T-Mobile offers.
T-Mobile has been such a savings for us.
We love it.
Switch today and get two free 5G phones like the Motorola Edge with turbo power charging that gives you power for the day in just 15 minutes. And customers 55 and up can get two lines of talk, text, and data for only $30 a line. Go to T-Mobile.com/55 to learn more. With 24 monthly bill credits and two new lines with autopay for well-qualified customers, plus taxes, fees, and $35 per line connection charge, credits end and balance due if you pay off early or cancel. Contact us, plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. 45% off two lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. See details at T-Mobile.com. Motorola Edge requires 68-watt charger. Charger sold separately. Actual performance will vary based on usage and configuration.
News Talk 97.1 KSPT KBFI.
Welcome back in, everyone. This is our last segment, and we are talking with State Treasurer Julie Ellsworth, always filled with good information for us. Thank you, Julie, again.
Thanks,
for
Barbara.
Being with us. You always come on board with us, and I like it. I want to go back. It seemed like a couple of years ago. I know one program was in 2023, and we were talking about ESG, and we were talking about DEI, and I guess the one memory that I have was it how those kinds of boundaries or the threats almost influenced your tried to influence the investments that we would make. Is DEI and ESG still on your radar scope, or has that basically been kind of set aside in terms of your office and what you do?
It will always be on my radar, Barbara, because sometimes people just rename things. ESG stands for Environmental Social Governance, mm-hmm. and that's the umbrella term because the social part of that was the DEI.
Okay.
And people were applying these standards for investments and monies. And as we talked about earlier, you know, there is a lot of money that the Treasurer's Office manages. And when we're doing investments, I never believe it's correct to acquiesce to an outside group that says, well, you have to invest money this way because it's, you know, the best way. No, money is to be invested in a fiduciarily sound manner that benefits the person who owns the money. And that would be the taxpayer. And DEI and other standards like that, environmental social governance standards, were setting up a whole new secondary standard based on some attitudes that people had. It was completely wrong. It has dismantled nicely with the change in the president. You see outside comments from big power brokers going the way that I say is how I would want it to be, mm-hmm. you know, realizing that, oh, we probably shouldn't use this as a metric, the ESG metric for evaluating a credit rating of the state. That was I do not want to be evaluated at that negatively.
That was a danger, wasn't it?
Oh, it's just, just like so, it's not measurable, and therefore it can become very punitive because you can suddenly be out of compliance and you never knew how. There's just no measurable standard, and yet it could be pulled out to say, well, we think you should do this kind of stuff, and so therefore your credit rating isn't as high. If you'll recall, Barbara, about 3 years ago, we pushed back on Standard & Poor's with using environmental social governance as a standard.
Yes.
And ultimately, they have pulled back from using that. It took probably 3 years. They have the other entities that were trying to, that have been putting those standards in, they were pressured a lot by forces that we've seen not be quite as loud now, but you know, different investment agencies were saying that ESG is the way to go and this is the way to do money. And as far as I looked at it, I thought, yeah, if you don't want a very good return on investment, which is kind of my job to get for the taxpayers. And so, you know, it was an ongoing battle. There were about 28 state treasurers that joined together and started to push back by jointly signing letters and asking companies not to behave in a certain way, or primarily the Securities and Exchange Commission to we pushed back against certain elements of regulatory function that they were going to place upon Americans. It was just wrong.
Yeah.
Seen lots of victories. We have currently we have a letter asking them to focus on some other things. If you're interested in hearing about that,
sure.
It's we are asking them to come up with a way to investigate delisting Chinese-based issuers on the U.S. exchanges. And the reason why is it's just opaque the way China divulges information about their different companies. It puts an investor in great risk without this transparency, and the legal standards that are required in the United States for all this investor and information is just not happening in certain Chinese standards. So we are asking them.
So who's them? Who are you turning to?
We're asking the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission.
Okay.
To come up with a way to delist these companies if they do not comply with the standards that we have in place in the United States. Part of those standards is you have an audit inspection, you know, of what's happening in your companies. You have due diligence firms involved. Well, CCP manipulates Chinese stock and bond markets, which deteriorates the financial picture of what an investor is buying into. And, you know, the government control over all these companies is another concern that we have. But we've just asked the Securities and Exchange Commission to come up with a way to rate these or delist them, because they do not have the underlying stability that we expect.
Or the underlying, like you were saying, transparency, so you know who they are, what their investment strategies or what their bond rating is. When you say we are pushing back, is this another consortium of state treasurers?
Yeah. Yeah, but my 28 friends in the world.
So, and so this is the 28 from before. Maybe a few extra people have jumped on board.
We are gaining people, but you know the another thing about Chinese investments. You hear the VIE, and I said, well, what is the variable interest rate entities, where they're trying? You know, things are variable, and yet they're being presented as if they're determinate. You know, as if they're constant. And that's a common thing happening in the Chinese stock exchange. Just a big concern, particularly if you have a lot of your retirement investment in these businesses, you're taking on greater risk than is being portrayed.
Greater risk and maybe something that you don't want to invest in. A lot of investors, it is important to them who they are investing in. They can, you know, an individual, I mean, I guess a state is a little bit different, but the transparency, I think, would be what you would be after.
Right. Well, it's expected in things that we invest in the United States. And so the question that we are posing is then this same expectation needs to apply to these other investments out of China.
Yeah.
Otherwise, how can they be rated the same as investments that we have in the United States? You know, you're using this rating system, and yet the underlying oversight of them is not the same.
What about other, like European or other groups? Are they adhering to the United States Securities and Exchange Commission and delist them? This has got to be real quick. We're running out of time. Go ahead.
I'm watching the seconds. No, the United States Securities, they oftentimes in the last 4 years were looking to what is happening in Europe and the different requirements that European measures were trying to put in place. We're seeing a shift now so that our National Securities and Exchange Commission is focused on what Americans want. And
okay,
I think
we're going to let that be the last word. We need to have you back, and we'll talk about this specific topic again. Julie, it is always so interesting to talk with you. I thank you so very much.
Thank you. Have a great day, Barbara.
Thank you. You too. All right, everybody. That's the program for today. So much to absorb. Appreciation to Julie Ellsworth, our state treasurer. Very much appreciate her expertise. And again, if you missed some of this program, you can listen to it, the recording at NorthIdahoRadio.com. I invite you back next Tuesday, celebrating America, talking about the Declaration of Independence. Until next Tuesday, this is Barbara saying take care of yourself, each other, slow down, and may God richly bless you, my friends.